Sodom and Gomorrah are infamous cities of sin, so infamous a sin was even named after them. Yet, this is not a story about sin. Our first reading from Genesis is a heartbreaking story about the intersection of divine justice and human love. It is about mercy and tragedy. Abraham had a long relationship with Sodom. When he and his beloved nephew Lot separated, Lot went to the land of Sodom because it was beautiful and showed great signs of fertility and abundance. But things didn't go so well for Lot. Soon kings from surrounding cities rose up and laid siege to Sodom and her allies. They kidnapped Lot and plundered the cities. When Abraham heard about this, he gathered together all the men in his clan and declared war. He won. Lot was safely returned to his home. In thanksgiving for his intervention, the king of Sodom and Melchizedek, the great and mysterious priest, came to Abraham bearing gifts. The king of Sodom offered Abraham riches for his help, while Melchizedek, offering bread and wine to God, blessed Abraham in the name of God Most High. This was a major turning point. After receiving the blessing of Melchizedek, God finally came to Abraham and established his covenant. So Abraham loved the land of Sodom, not only because it was the home of his nephew Lot, but because of its importance in his own life. The memory of victory in war and of his fallen clansmen, the memory of meeting Melchizedek and receiving God's blessing, and the memory of his transition in life of becoming a covenant partner with God. When Abraham heard that the Lord intended to destroy the land of Sodom and kill every single person within it, it must have broken his heart. Something he loved so dearly was soon to disappear, and so he prayed. He turned to God and begged that it be spared. He didn't truly bargain. Abraham offered God nothing in exchange. He simply asked like a child before his parents, "Will you stay your punishment if there are only 50 righteous ones? What about 45, 30, 10? Each time, the Lord agreed. Because of his love for Abraham, because Abraham had shown so much love, God had mercy. He would not punish those who deserve death, if even 10 righteous people could be found in the city. But it wasn't to be. The Lord could not find even 10 good people. Abraham woke up early the next morning and ran to where he could overlook the city of Sodom, hoping to see it still standing. He saw only smoke rising as from a furnace. Not too many years ago, after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, I was standing in line at a convenience store. The woman in front of me, without prompting, turned around and said, "I'm glad those people in New Orleans finally received their just punishment." I doubt Abraham would have said that. I think he would have wept over New Orleans, just as he surely wept over Sodom, and so should we. Rather than rejoice in seeing punishments meted out or vengeance being satisfied, like Abraham, we should pray for mercy. We should love one another so much that God, in his love for us, relents and spares us from every disaster and even from his own just punishments. For all of his love and trust in God, as Christians, I think we might still criticize Abraham. He did not trust enough. He did not ask enough of God. Perhaps Abraham should have prayed as we all should pray. "Lord, even if there are no righteous people left in the city, will you not spare it so that the nations will know the name of God is mercy?"